Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence New. I'm your host, John Ryan, and we just finished a wonderful interview with Lauren Sumer, who is the resident advocate for the building department in the town of North Hempstead. And all I want to leave you with is call 311, ask for Lauren if you have an issue, because it's very hard to navigate this, as I said earlier, on your own. But by calling Lauren, she'll walk you through the process. And, you know, I've seen it with seniors. Selling a house is difficult enough, but then to have it blow up and maybe take 6 months because the permits weren't in place. You know you're getting ready to move, you might as well get some of the stuff organized. Now we're moving on to Carol O'Neill, who is the Regional Director of Senior Nutrition Services at EAC, and Christine Weber, who is the In-Home Respite Service Coordinator for EAC. And EAC is Empower Assist Care.
Well, EAC is a very large not-for-profit agency. We've been around since 1969, and actually we're celebrating our 50th anniversary next year. So I guess we're stable. We're here for the duration.
You're doing a good job, obviously.
Obviously we are. And again, EAC, over the years, we've decided not to try to explain what EAC means. So the words that you just said sort of sums it up. And the reason why we've been so successful is that we really do care about people.
Okay,
all the people that we serve. So we have a lot of programs, and I'm just going to talk about our senior programs today. So in addition to our in-home respite services, we have the largest Meals on Wheels program in Nassau County. We serve all of the town of North Hempstead. So if anyone out there is looking for Meals on Wheels for either you or someone you know, you can reach us at 516-539-0150, extension 219 for Meals on Wheels. We have four senior centers, one of which is in Port Washington.
And we're in Port.
It's at St. Stephen's Church, right across the street from the library. So there are two senior centers in Port, one at Manahaven, and we're at the other end of town, which is across from the library. And we've been there since 2000. So most of our programs are very stable programs. Respite actually is going into its 32nd year. So that's the program that we're really going to talk about today, because it's near and dear to our hearts, and it's something that the town of North Hempstead has supported over the years.
Years ago, I haven't done it. I was involved with the Landsberg at Parker Jewish.
Oh, yes.
And I did respite through them. I went through their course. And I would go to people's houses and hang out with the well partner. And actually wound up going to men most of the time. You know, the wife was the one who was sick.
Yes.
Going someplace and, you know, just for a couple of hours just to hang out.
Absolutely.
Change the scenery for them.
And what people don't realize is that being a caregiver is really hard work. And there aren't really many services out there that truly supports them. And if tomorrow morning every caregiver in Nassau County stopped being a caregiver, we'd be in a lot of trouble.
Right.
So it's really, really important to support the people who are taking care of an older person at home, whether they be a family member or a friend. And we help the caregiver by helping them to reduce their stress by getting out of the home. I think the weather today is a good indication. We've had terrible weather in Nassau County lately. The rain, and we're housed in, and we can't go out. And today was, well, caregivers never see the storm ending. For us, tomorrow the sun's going to shine. Everybody will probably bolt out of their house and head for something sunny. Caregivers can't do that. You know, it's never ending for them. So it's a good analogy. It's a good way to look at it. So what we try to do is support that caregiver with a service like in-home respite services, which is really a wonderful service for both the caregiver and the older person. Because what happens is that the caregiver gets peace of mind, knowing that when they leave that house, for how long they leave. And usually our service is from
two to six hours a week.
And in some instances, we can do more than that. With the town of North Hempstead, basically, it is a service at no cost. So that's something, it should be an incentive for people to use this service. And while in the absence of the caregiver, the older person really gets that one-on-one relationship with a real caring person, someone who's been matched up to their needs, who will do things with them that they like to do. If they like sports, if they have a hobby, if they are interested in watching a TV show. It won't be just sitting there watching TV. It would be talking about a game show.
Right.
Really trying to stimulate their minds and keep them engaged, which is
right.
really what we all need.
And then important, you said something that's very important. You have to match the person up. I'm not a sports person. So if you were going in, that's a person who's a real sports nut,
right.
it serves no purpose. We have nothing to talk about.
Exactly.
You know, they have to have some links in common
sure.
that he or she would have a nice conversation with you then.
And that's important. And Chris can talk a little bit more about how we do the matching game because she's really good at it.
Well, lucky sometimes. But, you know, a lot of it is just work. We have a process, which is important. So it's the same pretty much with everyone, although we try to be flexible when
right.
we need to be. So it usually takes anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks to place someone. You know, the calls that we get for the service are often from the caregivers themselves. But sometimes caregivers don't recognize themselves as caregivers. You know, people don't realize when they're doing so much for someone else, they're a caregiver, even
right.
if it's not like a 24/7, you know. So caregivers can be 24/7, but they can be adult children who are, you know, supporting their mom or dad, going over there, helping them do shopping,
mm-hmm.
house cleaning, whatever the case may be. So again, it's kind of, you know, so the caregivers can be calling us, professionals. You know, last week I got a call from a social worker from Project Independence. So just their being aware that we're there is
right.
great. We do a phone intake, which is a quick conversation. We do send a nurse to do an assessment and get a sense, you know, of that person. We ask a lot of questions of the caregiver in terms of what, you know, that person, the, you know, and we do, one thing that distinguishes us from some other programs that are providing respite,
okay.
You know, is that we are able to serve people that have any chronic illness. So other programs are focused on helping dementia, people with dementia.
Right, okay.
And we are too. I mean, most of our clients have dementia. Many of the sick person we're visiting with have dementia. But we can serve people who are at risk for falls, or, you know, have problems with sight. So any illness, which is a good thing. So we get a good sense of that person, not only their health situation, but their interests, their background, what they would like to do, what they may be good to do. Because our folks have the time. These folks, their caregivers don't have the time. You know, they're doing the housework. They're doing
right,
this.
Right,
they're doing
exactly.
that. They don't have time to sit down and figure out what can this person do now. Because that's what our focus is. It's not what they can't do. It's what they can do. So
okay.
that's what we do. You know, yesterday somebody called me up and said, wow, where do you get these folks? This was a relatively new client who we've just placed the companion 2 weeks ago. And the reason she said folks, this was her second companion because her first one needed an operation. But, I mean, that's what she said. She said, I don't know where you find
wow.
them. You know, I've been trying to get help here and there all over the place. And I think that's what distinguishes them. Somebody else called and said, I want to do something of value. So, you know, we're here today not only to let caregivers know we exist, but maybe there are people out there like you who have had some, you know, 2 hours a week to maybe just visit with someone and enrich their own life.
Is there a phone number for somebody who's listening that would want to get involved from a volunteer perspective?
Absolutely. It's the same number for both sides. So it's, and we're very accessible. And it's 516-539-0150, and I'm extension 218. And my coworker, Deborah, our case manager, is 215.
Okay.
And in response to what you were saying about sports, because it's interesting, is that we have so many people. We have about 70 people, a range of 70 people, who are
respite volunteers.
Respite volunteers,
wow.
companions who go out there. And we're very, very careful about finding out what their interests. And one time, we actually had a retired nun.
Okay.
And her big interest was sports, mainly racetrack and betting. And we matched her up, and the family couldn't believe it. You know, it's like a nun is coming in, and they're doing OTB. You know, but those are the kinds of things that we have the luxury to do,
right?
Because we're very careful about the people who are coming in to be companions.
Right.
We do a very thorough background check and screening with them. We just, you know, don't take anything lightly today because we want to reassure our caregivers that the person coming into their home is someone they can trust.
Right, right.
And that's important as well.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, by you matching them up, it could be hours by somebody without doing the background check, not from clearance, but just from matching up, that I have nothing in common with Christine Nix. I have nothing in common. Just keep going. Find the nun.
Exactly.
You know, a
there
gambling nun. You always, everybody wants a gambling nun.
right.
But no, it's perfect.
And if there's anybody out there who has a specific interest, would like, just contact us and we'll find the right person.
The thing is, and again, I'm giving out the number. It's 516-539-0150, extension 218. The point is, it's 2 hours. It's not the whole week or 3 hours. And it really is very rewarding, because by hooking the people up the way you say you can and you try to, then you will become friends, you know.
Absolutely.
And then next thing you know, it's like, oh, I even talked to Joe. You might even give him a phone call. I think you're allowed to, right?
Absolutely.
It's not just on your designated time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a rainy day. How's he doing? Right. You give him a call.
Well, many of our caregivers, as Chris had mentioned, that we have a whole range of people with all kinds of chronic diseases that we're sending someone into the home for. There are times when that person will go into a nursing home or assisted living, and for the most part, our companions continue to go there. Not because we're directing them to go there, because they form that relationship with the family. And I can't tell you the comfort that gives the caregiver to know that someone outside of the family, because everyone is very busy today. We may come from a very large circle of family and friends. They may not have the time to visit us.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Especially during the times that usually you do visit someone in an assisted living. Is not usually the time where it might be convenient for you, except for the weekend.
Right.
You know?
Oh, no, the world has changed. You know, go
it
back
has.
30, 40 years ago, most women weren't working, so they could go and visit the mother or the grandmother, the aunt
exactly.
or uncle. Today, you're working, and then from work you're going to the kids' after-school programs. There's more programs for young children.
Absolutely.
That, you know, an adult daughter, life gets in the way. And a week can go by, and nobody went to visit mommy.
Right.
And it's not because out of love. It's like, it's 9 o'clock at night. By the time they finish, get them baths, put them to bed.
Yep.
Visiting hours are over.
Right.
So to have somebody you trust, and obviously the respite person would have met the family too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
We introduce everybody ahead
right.
of time.
Yeah.
So they're definitely, they have to approve. The family has to approve, but the respite companion has to approve too. You know, when again,
but he has to be calm. All right, okay, he or she.
Right.
It's unlike online dating where you're just seeing a picture of a person. I mean, we're bringing this person to your home to meet with you and your family member. Everybody gets together. Chris will explain any questions that they may have about it, go over some of the ground rules, because we want to be sure that when our companion is there that we know everything we should know
right.
about their medication. We don't dispense medication, but we have to know, you know, obviously when it's time for them to take. We can do medication reminders.
Okay. We have to interrupt for a break.
Okay.
You're listening to Seniors Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.